Exclusive: Terrorist who targeted Americans takes over Mexican cartel on Texas border. By Brandon Darby and Ildefonso Ortiz on January 28, 2019. A verified and convicted terrorist who attacked a U.S. consulate with a grenade and automatic rifle fire has taken over the ruthless Los Zetas cartel. A group headquartered at the Texas border in the Nuevo Laredo Laredo metropolitan border area. Nuevo Laredo, Tamaulipas, sits immediately across the border from Laredo, Texas, and is the only urban location along the entire U.S.-Mexico border that does not have any fencing or constructed security barrier of any kind. The convicted terrorist, Hector Raul Luna Luna, is known as El Tori and was convicted in the 2008 terror attack on the U.S. consulate in Monterrey, Mexico. He was released from prison due to bribes paid by Cartel Jalisco New Generation, CJNG, and has now taken over the dominant faction of Los Zetas, Cartel del Noreste, CDN, to open up the lucrative and unsecured border corridor into Texas. Under El Tori's new reign, Los Zetas is linked to a level of brutality that had not been seen in prior years. Gruesome executions, dismemberments, targeted attacks on police and military officials, and the general use of intimidation have become commonplace in parts of northern Mexico as El Tori and Los Zetas try to expand their operations. In late 2018, Nuevo León Governor Jaime Rodríguez Calderón publicly singled out El Tori as one of the men behind the escalation of violence in his state. According to the governor, El Tori and his criminal organization were linked to the large majority of the violent deaths in the state. Most recently, Breitbart News reported exclusively on a series of threats made by El Tori, who claimed he would blow up the headquarters of a state police agency in Nuevo León. The threats were made through several narco banners that Los Zetas hung throughout the industrial city of Monterrey. The threats are considered credible by law enforcement in Mexico, since El Tori has a history of targeting police and has used grenades in the past. Soon after their release, the two cartel bosses began to leave a trail of bodies behind them as they tried to solidify their positions within the CDN faction of Los Zetas and against the other cartels. Breitbart News reported on the arrest of El Chalelo in the southern state of Yucatan in December 2018. Soon after his arrest, a local state judge tried to release El Chalelo, but federal authorities were able to rearrest him for extradition purposes. Even without El Chalelo, El Tori continued to wage a fierce war against a rival faction of Los Zetas called Old School Z and has killed hundreds of their members in the border states of Nuevo León and Tamaulipas. Mexican law enforcement sources revealed to Breitbart News that El Tori is the mastermind behind the gruesome murder of the leader of the Old School Z faction, Luis El Rex or Z-12 Reyes Enriquez. El Rex died inside a state prison in Nuevo Laredo after being shanked numerous times by CDN inmates. El Tori's men then stole El Rex's body from a funeral home and placed his severed head in one ice chest while the rest of the body was divided into three other containers. Los Zetas then placed one ice chest outside a state prison in Tamaulipas and the three others near prisons around Monterrey. El Tori's men have also been singled out as the ones who left severed body parts outside a newspaper office in Tamaulipas with a series of threats against local outlets. In 2008, the man known as El Tori led and participated in a grenade attack against the U.S. Consulate General in Monterrey. El Tori and his men fired several weapons at the U.S. building and threw an explosive device. While the grenade did not explode, the gunfire broke several windows and caused other damage to the building. No injuries were reported. In 2008, Los Zetas were one of the most dominant cartels in all of Mexico and managed to make a name for themselves as one of the most brutal and sadistic organizations. The Mexican military caught up with El Tori in 2010. However, Los Zetas responded by setting up blockades and threatened local police into staying out of the way while they tried to unsuccessfully prevent the capture of their leader. The troops arrested El Tori and some of his top men who carried machine guns, a 50-caliber rifle, and grenades. The arrest led to the sentence of more than 20 years only to be cut short by a Mexican federal judge. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of the Breitbart Border and Cartel Chronicles projects. He co-founded the Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Stephen K. Bannon. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.